The Eile told us Yitzchak. Ben Avram, Avram heulet es Yitzchak. Parshas toild us. Ovois, mechlal de'ika toild us. The Chassam Saipa says, brings the Gemara by the Zora, that's Nundala, the Gemara says, that be'emes mitzad de'teva, vol gedav zayn, that by a mamzer, it shouldn't be able to be mamshech weiter doiris. No, there's a mitzias, oilam kim menhovi noig, and oilam kim menhovi noig, so apal pikein, mamzerim could also be moilet. Oh, but the emes, that's only when it's tak al piteva. But lemoshel, let's say someone's an okor or an akora, where al piteva, it shouldn't have been moilet. Then avada, there's no reason that a nes should happen, that a mamzer should be moilet. The litzoni hador was saying, me'avi melech nesabrasor. If it's me'avi melech nesabrasor, then the emes, they're saying, Yitzchak is a mamzer. If he's a mamzer, so avada, b'derech al oilam kemen haginoyim. Oh, but the emes, we know Yitzchak and Rivka waited for 20 years. Hu okor v'hi akora. So how did they eventually have children? Must be he's not a mamzer. So the Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avraham that he's having toiled ois. That's the raya that Avraham hoiled as Yitzchak and not Yishmo. It's kenegid the litzoni ador. But the emes, what would the litzoni ador say? May Avimelech nesabrasor. They were coming to make a litzonis. You think it was a pella, Avraham Avinu ben Meir had a child? May Avimelech. I don't know how old Avimelech was. Why is this younger? Depends on with litzonim. It could be Avimelech was also 100 and the chazmach and zeh litzonis. But pashtis, the litzonis is to Avimelech is younger. Oh, but Sora is Bastishim anyways. What's the... So I have to So there's one nosich. Four talitzonis. But it could also be that they were tiny fakeret. You see, it's Avimelech schus. It wasn't Avram. You see, so many years she's married to Avram, and then nothing happened. And now it's talking about Avimelech. Avimelech is the Siba for the moifis. That's Sora Bastishim them. In this forum, they write, though, that in the kud of the litzonis, they were tying Avram Avinu is chesed. It doesn't make sense that Gvura, Yitzchak, it makes more sense that Yitzchak comes from Avimelech. Avimelech is Eichet Gvura. It doesn't make sense that it comes from Avram. Of an emesis fakeret, we'll see at the end of the parasha, there's a Seder Advarim, Yadavka from Avram's Chesed, then it comes to Yitzchak's Gvura, and then you take a come to Tiferes, which is the Mizug, the blend of both together, and that's Adra, but that's Taka what's supposed to happen. The Cholik in the Litzoni Ador was saying that it was from Avimelech, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a moifis that he made that Yitzchak Tzor cluster punish of Yitzchak and my Avram. So it looked like him. Avram hoiled as Yitzchak because they look alike. So I saw brought down a Shaila. First of all, the klal is that the child could look based on what the Isha is being maharer. If the Isha is maharer b'bayla, the child could end up looking like the Baal anyways. So maybe as them. Noch dazu, Sora and Loit are brother and sister. Loit, we know Chazal say, looked like Avram, in the Chazal. So maybe the child looks like Avram, because he looks like Loit. Loit looks like Avram. Roiv bonim doinim l'achi ha'ein. So after all, then it looks like Avram. It's not a right that it's Avram's child. It looks like his uncle Loit, who looks like Avram. So I heard the ones of Shah that answers both of these kashas. Fakert, the emes, it didn't look like Avram right away in the beginning. It didn't. And then they were making sonis, and then a moifis happened. Tzor cluster upon of Kimoy Avram. The Eberster made a moifis that it should look like it, and that was the simen taka that it was from Avram. Vahi Yitzchok ben Arboyim Shona. They were 20 years married. Now the emphasis is like this. Vahi Yitzchok ben Arboyim Shona means because he was 37 by the Akedah. Boy Beperek Noel de Rivka. And they knew, so they had to wait 3 years till she's a Bas Gimel, and then they sent the Shlichim. Did they know about that? The whole story last week's Parsha, they sent Eliezer to go search. They heard of the Surah. Chazal say they heard that Rivka was born, so they waited 3 years. What's the whole Hoylech Yedek with Eliezer? He's asking, he's searching, Mishtoyim, Tatzliach Darkoi. They knew they're sending for Rivka. Epis Klepnishtha. Oh, but the Epis said that the Machloikis Rishoinim. Toysis, we mentioned this already. Toysis holds that Rivka was 14, not 3. The Meshech Chochma says, there's a remez, the Pasuk says, ki akora hi, but it says he with a vav, not hey yud aleph, it's hey vav aleph. Hey vav aleph is gematria 12. She was only an akora for 12 of the years. He goes with the pshat that she was only 3 years old. So 3 years old, she anyways can't give birth right away. So she was akora hi, she was akora only for 12 of the years, when she became roi laledis. Oh, but Emma says it's a pella. The Gemara in Yevomis says that after 10 years, in Daf Samach Dal, you don't have children, you marry someone else. And the Gemara says, 10 years. You see, by Yitzchak, they waited longer. So the Gemara says, the whole shock of the Tari there. What do you mean? Rivka was only 3. That's not a riot, that it's more. So Tosis voiced from there that Rivka was Avada 14. We spoke about this last week also. We had other eyes. That it's like Rashi and Tosis, whether Rivka was 3 or whether it was Rivka was 14. By Yisroel to Abonim Bekirbo, you have Yaakov and Esav already at the beginning. Already at the beginning, even before the Leidah, there's already a massive of Yaakov and Esav that they're fighting. They're fighting about the Shnei Elomois, and they're fighting. You have to know there's a Yisroel that everyone has to take out of the parasha. Eila Toilos, Yitzchak ben Avraham, every person has his life story. And the arbit is to learn from Yaakov and also to learn what not to do from Esav. It's interesting, in Gashmias, the Pasuk says, Yaakov says, Yeshli Koil. Yeshli Koil. Yaakov is Yeshli Koil. Esav says, Yeshli Roiv. He wants more. Yeshli Roiv, but he's not satisfied, he wants more. And that's in Gashmias. In Ruchnis, it's Punkt Fakert. A person has to always be Marvish in Ruchnis that he's not Sholem yet. Esav is Gematria Sholem. He thinks fakert. He's already holding Eichma Ashman as a melech. He's a ribbishon, a oibet tzaddik. And Yaakov is like loshon of a heel. He's first starting. So in Gashmias, Yaakov is sameach b'chelke, and in Ruchnias, he feels he always has to do more. And Esav is fakert. But it's more than that. Esav says, Halitenim in ha'odim ha'odim azeh. Esav sees the red, and Yaakov sees the osid. He sees the tchelas. He sees the yam daim l'tchelas. He sees the end. We know in the spectrum of colors, there's all the way on the bottom is the red, and all the way on the top is the blue. Esav mamash sees now. He sees red, he sees now, he wants it now. You know, he says, Haliteini no. I saw once a pshat, Haliteini no. He's saying, please? It's not Esav's sprach. Pshat is, the emesis, when you cook beans, it's brown, it's not red. But that's only when it's cooked for a long time, it turns brown. Haliteini no, no is only third cooked. Kamaychu ben drusoy, or less. It's still red. Now, he wants it now. He wants kanva achshav. And the opposite is Yaakov that sees the yam, doim l'tcheles. He sees the blue, he sees the tachlis, he sees the soif. But I can put him, they're fighting. And Chazal bring down that when Rivka was oiveres, when she was oimedes liad bati knes, interesting, if you look at the Lashon of the Medrash, it says when she was oimedes by the base knesses, so Yaakov wants to go out. And when she was oiveres al base of, she didn't stand there by the base knesses, Rivka also, she stood, she wanted to hear. When she was oimedes al tzad base knesses, Yaakov wants to go out. When she was oiveres on the base of Avodah Zarah, Esav wants to go out. The Velt says, you know, when a person is b'uber imoy, he's is learning with kolot erukul from a malach. Yaakov has a chosh of a rebbe. He's learning from a malach. Oh, but still, he wants out. When he passes by the business, he wants out. Because he has a chavrusa. He has a chavrusa esav. It's a toiknish. I always say, the pshat is, only when he passed by a shul. Meaning, you have a gavaldik rebbe. But the chavrusa, it's a disaster. So what, you stand there and go out. See where there's another option. There's a shul. It's not a kunz. When there's another option, Oiveres Beis HaKnesses. So then, Yaakov is Mepharkas Lotzis. There's a pshat, Atomerim came, Lomazel Anoichi, that she passed by a Reformed temple. And both of them wanted to go out. Yaakov is Zesachos HaShul, and Esav Veis was this. So she went to ask, what this is? Vatevach Hudu Shas Hashem. So they explained to what this is. She says, now I understand. Oh, but Lomazel Anoichi, maybe it's conservative, Reform, I don't know if it, why it has an aseres adibris that it says anoichi? Anoichi. What's the term anoichi? Lama ze anoichi? If that's the pshat, Melitza. The emes is, what was the teretz? She's talking nervous because she feels this is someone that's poseach al shtei seifim. Oichet beis avodah zorah, oichet toira, oichet andre erter. So the answer was, Mimei Ayichi Paredu. Since Mimei Ayichi Paredu, you don't have to worry. they're going to already be separated from right away when they go out of the Me'ayim. You don't have to worry about it. And the Emes, I saw once, that's the reason, you know, Avraham Avinu had a Yitzchak, but he had a Yishmael. Yitzchak also has a Yankiv, but he has an Esav. Each one of them also had Psoilis. Until Yaakov was Mitosoi Shlema. Yaakov was already with Shlemas. The Yud Beis Shvatim. Over the first two of the Ovis, there was a Psoilis also. And we can even elaborate a drop. Avraham Avinu is Chesed. The Psoilis of Avraham Avinu is Yishmael, which is Nus, which is Chesed. The Pasuk says on Nus, Chesed. The Psoilis, when it went wrong, that's Yishmael. Yitzchak is Gevura. Gevura, when it's the Psoilis, is Esav, is Herutzicha. It's the Ritzicha of Esav. By Yaakov already, there's no Psoilis. We'll say Beremez, it's a big sugya. When we get to the brothers with Yosef and the Shvatim, the Nikud of the Vikuach, B'Shoyrish, was that the brothers were choshed that Yosef feels it's still not B'Shlemus. They also have to be ousted. The same with Kibi Yitzchak, and Esav is ousted, and Yishmael is ousted. That Yosef still is Yisoyed. It's not finished by Teferis. It has to be more. That was the Vikuach, and it wasn't true. Avada, it's Mitosei Shlema. But Avraham Avinu has this Psoilis. And the Emes says that's why, you know, Esav wants to make a shidduch with Yishmael, and he does. He takes Bas Yishmael, but it's after Yishmael died. If it would have been before, then Taka, it would have been a disaster. The psoilus of Chesed of Yishmael with the psoilus of Gevura with Esav, and if that would come together, Azaz Shidduch is Churban Hoylam. The Eibishter worked it out. He was already dead. The Emes says there's a medrash. There's a medrash that says that Esav wanted to make this shidduch with Yishmael. He had it all planned out. He really wanted to convince Yishmael to be the one to kill Yaakov, because he knew he can't. Yaakov already got the brachas. And he wanted Yishmael to do it. He wanted a Meshavet Zayin with Yishmael. Yishmael would go do it. And then Grace Tzadik, he's going to be the Goyal Adam. He's going to kill Yishmael. Killed his brother. Yeah? And then he's going to get the brachas. It didn't work out, because before the plan worked out, Yaakov made a shidduch with Bas Yishmael, but Yishmael was already dead. But that was his tochnit. That was his stuff, but we just went a little off. So getting back to what we're saying, we have here, Avraham has a psoilus also, Yitzchak has the psoilus, Yaakov is ready to toss Yishmael. Avraham Avinu sends away Yishmael. Shiluach Yishmael, Shiluach Hagar, Shiluach Yishmael. Rivka doesn't send away Esav. Yitzchak, he has this Esav, Rivka knows who Esav is, but there's no Shiluach. So one shot is, it's Poshet. Why by Avraham he sends away Yishmael? Because it wasn't Sarah's, it was Hagar's, it wasn't Sarah's son. By Yitzchak, it only Yitzchak doesn't have another wife. That's a separate shmos. Yitzchak in Eretz Yisrael, he only marries Rivka, but the psoilus came from Rivka Alein. That's why he doesn't send her away. She does him and he. They don't send him away because it's her son. So again, the reason why Avraham is mishaleach Yishmael and Yitzchak is not mishaleach Esav, the pshat is because Esav is Rivka's son. Nachal's, it's Rivka's son. And Emma said that's good for what she's saying when they tell her. That's also why they don't send him away. Because they know they won't be mashpia. The whole chashash is that Yishmael is going to be mashpia bad on Yitzchak. That's why they sent him away. But over here there was a haftoch. It's not a teres. Two different words. One is because it was her own son. The other pshat is no, because once it's there won't be a pshat. There won't be a problem. Now that's good for what Rivka was complaining. She said, why does the psoilus come from me? You're telling me shnei bit goyim. And it's talking to me, but why couldn't it have been that the psoilus should come from someone else? By Sarah, the Yishmael didn't come from her. Why is also the bad part coming from me? That was her question. Over the Akoponim, that's the Indian over here, that she doesn't send him away. So again, why doesn't Rivka and Yitzchak send Esav away? One is because it's Rivka's son. Another Nakuda, because she knows the Haftoch of Yimayachi Paredu. And one more teretz is because V'yakev Ishtam Yoshev Eicholim. Yaakov is in the Beis Medrash. Yaakov is Mesamel in the Beis Medrash. In the Beis Medrash, it's hard to talk about it this week. Samusik. But in the Beis Medrash, the Esav doesn't come to Chepa. That's why Rivka doesn't have to worry about it. Aber. Ein Maladaber. This week there's nothing to say. Yeah. So they come and they tell her that Shnei Goyim Bevitneich, and they tell her also, V'rav Yavoy Tzoir. V'rav Yavoy Tzor is up in its sieve. You can read this V'rav Yavoy Litzoir or V'rav Yavoy Bitzoir. It says it without the letter. It's unclear. Is the Rav going to work for the Tzor or the Tzor is going to work for the Rav? Rav Yavoy Tzor. And that's good for what the Gemara says in Megillah, by Yankov and Esav. There's no set rules. When Esav is up, Yankov is down. When Yankov is up, Esav is down. In Yom Lecha Odom, that Roimi and Yerushalayim, Shneim are Lamala, Kisri and Yerushalayim, it's not true, Al Tam. It's other Kisri, other Yerushalayim. Rav Yavai Tzoyim. There's another Vort, it's a Vort Lazah, but it's a Yisoyim. Person sees an Odom Godel, and he sees, you know, he wasn't born like that. The Rav Yav Tzoyim, someone that Taka becomes an Odom Godel, Kipshuti Bemis, the Torah, Basmoda, with Hova Lechielach. You have to know, these people worked hard when they were young. You're not born like that. The Rav Yavoid Soyer. The Iker is the Steigen and the Horvin, and the young he is. The Tzeit fleet. The Rav Yavoid Soyer. Then Mr. Chaim Volozhin says it. On the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, it says, Eves HaMalocha U'snos HaRabonis. Some people read it to mean that Mestom in the Pashat of Shat, to Malocha, to be Oisik, the Malocha, the Parnosa, and Snos HaRabonis. Zakar B'chaim Volozhin, the Shitas, everything is Kokulei Torah there. He says, no, everything is going under Rabbanus. Rabbanus meant a Rav that's learning Torah, but a Rav, on one hand, has a Malacha. He has to wear Big Day Rabbanus, Big Day Srora, and he has to deal with the people, but he also has to learn. So, Eves HaMalacha, love the Malacha of the Rabbanus, the Iker, when no one's there, and you're starting learning by Yishtender. Usnos HaRabbanus, the Rabbanus itself is Nishvot Zvichti. Eves HaMalacha. The Rav Yavo Yitzoir. The way you become a Rav is taka by working hard on you. So they were told him, Ayichi Paredu. And the parsha continues, Vayigdulu Hane'orim. Rashi says, once Kovman that they were Ketanim, it wasn't Nikr B'maseim. And no one could be medactic. But since one of them became, when they became Shloisha Sri, one went to the base Medrash, and one went to the base of the Zoro. So then it was Nikkur already that they're separating. We know Chazal work out the Cheshbin that Avram Avinu was Nifter when the Yaakov and Esav, the Enoch, were 15. And that's the day that Esav does the Chamesh Averis Chamuris. He was Ritzeach and Boil Nam Rosso, Koy for Beikr. Come on, the end of Perak HaShutfin of Abbasri. He did all the Averis Chamuris on this day of Avram's Petira. Then he comes back, you know, and there's a word, I don't know, an Esav that he chapped, you know, it's a pastnesh and this. He didn't want to make that, you know, that after doing such terrible things that it's the Yom Avelus of Avram Avinu, so of the Zayda. So he comes and says, give me, so he didn't want to acknowledge the fact that it's Adoshim, which was for the Sudas Avelus. He says, give me from the red stuff. Amasach, he doesn't know exactly what it is, the Weisnish, you know, because Epis, he wanted to show, today's a regular day, he didn't want to. Oh, but that happened when they were 15. So the Shaila is, Rashi says that when they were 13 already, one went with Tarvis Ra. That means there was 2 years that Avram Avinu maybe could chap. So I heard a Murray the Gevart from Rav Michal Zilber. He says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ben Shloish Yisrael LeMitzvahs, Ben Chamesh Yisrael LeGemara. Ben Shloish Yisrael LeMitzvahs, Avada, by Shloish Yisrael Esav went with Tarvis Ro. Abul LeMitzvahs can amachan zech efret, Eich ma'asru nesa esa melach, Eich ma'asru nesa teven, Mekan zech noch machan. Abul Ben Chamesh Yisrael LeGemara. Go to the Zayda for her on the Daf Gemara. Or the Vase to Daf Gemara. Out of the base, Mr. Blatt Gemara, when 15, a canist up now. That's when Avram Avinu was Nifter, Shalom Yira Ace of Hoylech Latarvisro. He went already at 13, but that could Mekenach up now. 15, the Blatt Gemara, Keminit up now. The Gemara says in Balabasu Taka that on that day he was Bal Nam Rosa Horagas Hanefesh Kofar Beikr, Shreklech. And he was Mavaza the Bechoira. He was Mavaza the Bechoira also. He sells the Bechoira. He was Mavaza the Bechoira. Limits, that's the pshat. He came back and he said he was hungry. You know, it was Erev Pesach. It was Erev Pesach. So Yitzchak tells him, he says, Tainis B'chayr! Tainis B'chayr, you can't eat. Tainis B'chayr, I'm selling the B'chayr. That's Pesach. Erev Pesach. But the Primogodim in Hilchas Pesach, he brings, you know, there's a din that you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. The Yerushalmi brings down, Kol ha'oichel matzah be'erev Pesach, ki'lu bo'il ha'rusosli be'veis chomer. Because when it comes Leila Seder, it's like you're getting married with the matzah. We have Eris and we get rid of the chametz. Then by the Leila Seder, you eat the matzah. On Erev Pesach, it's usur to eat the matzah. It's ki'ilu you boil the arusa of the veis chametz. And that's the minute. We don't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So the Prima Godim says this was Erev Pesach. And it says he gave the ace of lechem unezid adoshim. Lechem, avad, it means matzah. There was no chametz in the house. It was after choice. Erev Pesach, avad, it means matzah. So he gave him matzah. It's not the Prima Godim. When the Gemara says Esav did five Averis, one of them was Boy. The Gemara says Bol Naramo Rasa. But he wants to say it means Prima Godim Shavar. He wants to say it means because he ate the matzah, eating matzah on Erev Pesach. Oichel matzah Erev Pesach. He boil Arus Sosli. That's what the Gemara means, that he was Bol Naramo Rasa, that he ate the matzah. So I got the Fraga. He's saying that's the Avlan, that he ate the matzah. The Adoshim is kidneys. Adoshim is kidneys. Erev Pesach. There was Sfardim. Sfardim. But I wanted to say a Chiddush. I don't know. I think affect by Poskim. The minig of kidneys, maybe the minig of kidneys is only from Leil Pesach. I know Chomet starts being also from Chatzoy Sayoyim, but it's not Chorus yet. What's the Gedorim of the minig? Is there an Isser of kidneys? You want to give Kindlech, let's say, kidneys, kosher Pesach, kidneys, potato chips. You know, they have now, because it's fine, do eat kidneys. You can give it to the you can eat it till Erev Pesach. The minig of kidneys is taka only during the Shiva Yomim, or even from Erev Pesach. Efshe, it's not a smach from dog. Efshe. But that's the Maisa with the Prima Godin. It says that Yaakov gave Esav lechem unezid adoshim. It's a Maisa. With Rav Zalman Mivolozhin. There was once a group of Bokhrim. They went and they were Fablunjit. They got lost. They went in the forest. They got Fablunjit. And they were very hungry. They hadn't eaten all day. And they passed by a little hut where there was an Alta Froy that had some food. She had some blintzes. And they came in. They said, well, Mama's starving. We're lost. She said, yeah, but this is, I'm also far away from the town. This is a few blintzes that I'm tereach given. I'll sell it to you for 100 rubles. And it was worth a few kopekas. Yeah, I'll sell it for 100 rubles. So they said, yeah, there were no choice. They were starving. She comes to the town afterwards. She wants them. And they said, no, we were oinks. We'll pay you the price of the what it's supposed to cost. Oh, but this day, we had an upmach and we gave our word. We're going to pay 100 rubles. Oinks. We're oinks. I remember it's a big shayla in the poiskim. It's a big shayla in the poiskim. Could you make a ketzitza on something when it's ba'oinis and then he was meschayiv. Are you meschayiv on yes or men adomen? It's a big sugya. So Zalman Falozhin passed in the maestro at the Bochum HaPotter. So she said, well, hey, it's made up. This is only blintzes. I wouldn't have sold it to them. So he asked her, "Kens Gemara?" She said, "No. You know Shulchan Aruch? No. Mishnayis? No. What do you know? I know Chumash." He said, "Okay, I'll bring the rye from Chumash to Bochum HaPotter." It says that Yaakov gave Esav lechem unizid adoshim. Esav asked Halitei Nom and Odi Modim Azeh. He didn't ask for the lechem. Why did Yaakov Avinu give him lechem? Because Yaakov knows that he's selling the b'choyim. If he's going to give Esav just the nezid adoshim, Esav is going to come after him and says, "I sold you the b'choyim for nezid adoshim. I was an oinus. I was starving. I was an oinus. The mekach is not chal." So Yaakov Avinu said, "No. Hersh, first eat the lechem, calm yourself down. Zaitzach zat. You eat lechem. Now we're going to make him a chira on the b'choyim." And this is how he convinced her of the story. So it was interesting. This is how I heard over the Maisa, but I recently, a few weeks, I heard from a big Rosh Hashiva. He said a shir on this topic, Bechlal in general, about if he could mon from a ketzitza of an oinus of more money. And he went through mamish from Gemoras, from Shoyim. So I told him afterwards, I said, the emes, I heard this Maisa from Zalman Volozhin. And the way the Maisa goes, he taka had asked her, kenst Gemora, kenst Mishnayis. Does his vice says he had a riot from every one of those shlavim of the story that he suggested. She kept on saying no. So he brought a riot from Chumash. So it's Chabal al Avdim, we don't know what the Rai is from Gemara, from Rishonim, from Yerushalmi, from the Poiskim. Yet, the Chayat Hashir, from Al, we have the Makairis Taka, from all the Hashlomas HaMaisa. What could have been the Rai? But the Rai was Shaykh to the Parsha, the Rai from Lechem Unazid Adoshim. You have the Sach Sugis over here, but later on, you have Yitzchok with the Be'eris, he has a whole Masu Matan with Avi Melech. Interesting word from Vinitz. You know, Avimelech sounds like a big tzaddik over here. He tells his people, "Hanegeya beish hazeh uveish toy mois yumas." No one should chepper with Yitzchok. Vinitz says it's a totally different shot. He sees and he remembers what happened to Avraham Avinu. Wherever he went, he was matzliach with his businesses, with his chamoyrim, gemolim, everything. He wanted to make boycott sanctions. He says, "Hanegeya beish hazeh mois yumas." I don't want anyone from my people to have any shaykhus with Yitzchok. Whoever had any dealings with him, "Hanegeya beish hazeh mois yumas." He was putting sanctions on it. But you have the sugya of the Be'eris. The Rishonim talk a lot over here about the different Be'eris the Chafiris HaBe'eris, this three Be'eris that it represents, the three Batei Mikdosh, this Tifa Tifan Yonim in the Be'eris. But one big, the Ramban talks about it over here, one big Yisoid, you see from over here, the Chofetz Chaim talks about, is that you see an Arbit, an Avodas Hashem, the Be'eris there is Avodas Hashem, that you don't give up. It didn't go, it got filled up, try again, you try again. You're not Miyayish. Nochemol and Nochemol is a big, against a Rikas of Psukim, the Avoid of the Be'eris. But another Nakuda also of the Be'eris, as far as talk about, is that a Be'er represents, Pasuk says, Mayim Amukim Eitza Belev Ish, the Ish Tivunois Yidlena. There's an Eitza Amuka inside the person, but only the person that has the Bina Kedoyle, it can take it out. That says, the Be'er, the water's already there. The Mayim, the Torah, the Eitz and the Choyna, it's there, it's covered over with rocks and stones. It's behalten, it's mechusset. But when you choifer and you megrup and meprebirat and you try, eventually what happens is that you get to the mayim that was always there. It's not, you're not mechadish and ayim and tzias over there. It's an arbit that you can find the taka. It's a choshev yisoid. I saw Rav Volba talks about this idea. A lot of times a person is not sure. He has a dilemma. The emes, he has a dilemma what to do, how to fear zich in a certain inyan. It says, Rabbis machshovos belev ish, va'atzas Hashem hisokom. So he's saying, the person has a lot of machshovos, but the Eitz of Hashem is the one that's going to be makui. Which one is the Eitz of Hashem? He doesn't know. Zeh nudonim. He says, no, the Eitz of Hashem is in that Rabbis machshovos. Amongst the blil of all the machshovos, be'etzim liktok the atzas Hashem. The person has to know, with tziyata d'shmaya, with shoyel Eitz, whatever he has to do to get to there. Oh, but at the end, the Eitz is va'atzas Hashem hisokom is in the menshalein. That's the Yisoid, he doesn't start with the Be'eris, but that's the Chara, the Yisoid of the Yehab over here, with the Be'eris. Yitzchok wants to give a bracha, Yitzchok wants to give a bracha, and he first asks Esav to go bring a korban, to prepare him a korban Pesach and a korban Chagiga. And Rashi brings, he tells him, "Son, no kelecha." He says, "Please make sure it's not an avela." Interesting. You know, it's a whole sugi. Yitzchak knows what Esav's about. He doesn't, but he asks him, "Make sure it's not an avela." He trusts him. He doesn't trust him. Make sure it's not an avela. So there's a pshat. Yitzchak was a suma, and the Gemara says, "Machlekes tanoim." But Rav Yehuda holds, "Suma potur min amitzis." This is a fascinating zach. It's a big sugi. I'm just mentioning the idea. It's a sugi, a rucha. It's machlekes rishonim. Some Rishonim hold that a Suma is potter even from Chayvei Lavin. Not only is potter that he doesn't have to be Mekai Mitzvahs, he's potter from Lavin. He can eat Chazer, he can Mechal Shabbos. A Suma is not Chayvei Mitzvahs. And other Rishonim say, no, a Suma is only potter from Kum Ve'ese. But Avad, a Suma is Muzhar on Lavin. Big Shaila. The famous Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is Mechadish that even like the Shitas, that a Suma is potter even from Lavin, but he's Chayvei and Shev Mitzvahs B'nei Noich. Because even after Matan Torah, it belies the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. And in Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, there's no Yalfusa that Suma is Potter. It's the Yalfusa that Suma is Potter of Yudah. In B'nei Noyach, there was no Ptur on Suma. So he says, Chotch, the mitzvahs that were Noyach, even far Matan Torah by B'nei Noyach, on a Geya by Suma. Noise. But if Suma is Potter from Lavin, also, that's what Yitzchak was Bavarni. He's telling Esav, I don't hold like that, Noy the Be'udah, the Rishonim that bring down. Don't give me an avail. Now the Tagim Yonason brings, he sent him really to bring a korban Pesach. He told him to bring two gediyim, echad l'chagiga, and echad l'pesach. The Tagim Yonason brings that Yitzchak, that Esav couldn't find the Shepsalim. So instead, since he couldn't, he went searching, he couldn't find. So instead he took a kalba. Someone told me means, you know, he had a hunting dog. So he served in the caliph. They stayed in Hagman, couldn't find the Gadia, like a kalb. So I saw one of them first in the Tavim Yonis, and he says, no, kalba means a shvach gedi. Meaning he went searching for Zafti Choshev, and he couldn't find, so he took up as a kalba. You know, you have the sugi in Baba Kamed of Tesvov. Hi, kalba the Ochel Imran. Shunna the Ochel Tanagoy, I think most of them first, they learn it means a dog attacked the sheep, and that's called Mishunah. I'm not sure why, it depends on the size of the sheep, size of the dog. Could be it doesn't mean a It means kalba, it means a schwache gedi. Like this Targum Yainus. It's an aya pshat in the sugi from kalba doch alimra. Yaakov Avinu makes up with Esav like this. That he wants to give him the brachas. And after the kach, you see that when he finds out it was a mistake, he says he has no brachas left for him. Because he was be'emes planning to give Esav all the brachas. We'll say, b'ktzor, it's a big mahalach that he wanted there should be a matzav of Yisachar Zvulun. And he wanted taka that Esav should be the Zvulun. And he wanted that it should be an oifen of Zvulun, that not that he has to deal with him. B'chlal no brach of Shefa in the Gashmias for Yaakov. It should be a Zvulun that supports him without having to deal with him. It should be separate. And after handling with them. And that was the plan. In the end, Svibalt Yaakov bought the Bechayr from Esav, so the Yisachar Zvulun is not from Esav and Yaakov. No, Yaakov alone had a Yisachar Zvulun. The Yisachar Zvulun are both in Yaakov. But originally that was the plan. Now he wants to give the brachas to Esav, and Avada, the famous pasuk, HaKoil Koil Yaakov, V'hayidayim Yidei Esav. That must be spoke out of Negei also Baba Kama. Also Yonah V'Yoyman. Maveh! Maveh ze Odom, the Mashiach explains, the Cherev of Edoim. The Gemara Darshan is on Maveh. That's the Cherev of Edoim. But Maveh is also in Tevoyin V'I, a person davens. Maveh is a lashon of an Odom is Maveh because he davens. That's Yaakov and Esav. HaKoil Kol Yaakov is Maveh. And Yidayim Yidei Esav is Maveh. That's the two facets of Maveh. HaKoil Kol Yaakov. V'Yidayim Yidei Esav. Ain't it gesagt? It's for another day. So noch einmal. Yaakov comes, and he Rivka sets it up that he should feel like Esav. Ulayim Usheni Avi. So Yitzchok says, HaKoil Kol Yaakov, V'Yidayim Yidei Esav, V'Loi Hikiroi, V'Yivarachei. What's the pshat of that? Yitzchok is checking things out. He knows there's Ephes HaChshash. And the stacks, it's not stacking up. HaKoil Kol Yaakov, V'Yidayim Yidei Esav. You should call for help. I don't know, find out what's going on. Achi Yobaya, HaKosav HaShlishi. HaKoil Kol Yaakov, V'Yidayim Yidei Esav. So there's one Mahalik, Rechaim HaKadosh says, other Rechaim go, Yitzchok wants to have that Esav by giving him the brachas, besides that he's going to be this Zvulun, but maybe it's going to shape him up a little bit. He realizes he has an achrayas, be in charge of Yaakov. It's maybe going to shape him up. And maybe he's going to be machziroi lemutav of a gewisse mos. And Yitzchok is saying to himself, it's working. HaKoil Koil Yaakov, V'Yidayim Yidei Esav, Erheitan. He's talking like a mensch. My plan is working. It's mashpi on Esav. That's one mahalach. The Beis HaLevi says a different mahalach. Beis HaLevi says that Yitzchok knew that there's going to be a whole spiel over here. And he knew that Yaakov is going to come and try to fake it out. And he tells Esav, Mistoma Yaakov is going to come try to make believe he's you. He's going to mamish to a good show. He's going to come in and make that he has here, that he's all cell here. And he's also going to start talking like you. So he should really, he's going to act it out, and he's going to talk also grub. Let's make a plan that we should know that it's really you, that you should talk like Yaakov. And then Yitzchak is saying, you have to be careful how you read the pasuk. HaKoil Kol Yaakov, that's what we made up. HaYadayim Yidei Esav, that's also what we made up. V'Loi Hikiroi, what's that V'Loi Hikiroi? Like this pshat? Not V'Loi Hikiroi because he was confused. V'Loi Hikiroi because he thought his plan is working, but it's not true because it really is Yaakov. V'loi hikiroi, he didn't. He made a mistake because he thought, according to this plan, that Taka Esav working it out. V'loi hikiroi, not because of the confusion. Faker, everything stems. Exactly as I planned. HaKoil Kol Yaakov, V'Yidayim Yidei Esav, which is exactly what it's supposed to be. Over the narrator saying, V'loi hikiroi, because it's not true. Gemach the toys. Over the pella on this pshat is that when Esav does walk in, Esav talks, Grob, Yaakov Avi. I thought they planned that he should talk like Yaakov. So, Echad Mishnayim. Other Esav came to Mr. Einhalten. They planned it out. He couldn't deliver. Or even Sharfer. He thought he was talking nice. As I take a man. I'm always going to be arrogant. I'm always given her. So Esav is very excited. It says, Yikrivu yimei evel avi. Yikrivu yimei evel avi v'harves Yaakov ochi. He wants to wait till Yitzchak's avelus. I'm not going to hear the pshat. Why does he want to wait? He doesn't want to sit shiva twice. Yoytazayim, ein mo. But the pshat says, he didn't want to shter Yitzchak. He's kibbet av. So he's waiting for Yitzchak to die. But I heard a pshat for a pshat. Esav is upset. Yaakov took the brachas. So these brachas is not stam brachas. Esav understood what these brachas are. That these brachas not to represent hemshech, netzach. So killing Yaakov is going to get it back to him. I mean, it was given to him. We mentioned this idea before in a different nusach. Esav wanted to get it back. Now, if he's going to kill Yaakov, it's going to go be Yerusha back to Yitzchak. And then Yitzchak could again, if he's hurrying in Bechayev, give it to someone else. But if it's after Yitzchak dies already, then he wants to kill Yaakov because then he's going to yarshin it. That was the nukud. That's what he's zuching. So he has to wait till Yitzchak dies. Because if it's Yitzchak's not dead, then the Yerusha of the Brachas is going to go back to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak once again will be able to give it to someone else. That's why he's waiting. Now, I want to be more on this pshat, an interesting nakuda. The pasuk says at the end of the parsha, that Rivka tells Yaakov to run away, to Lavan, and he sends him to Lavan, then Vesuel Arami, Achi Rivka, Lavan is the brother of Rivka, Ein Yaakov Esav, interesting pasuk. I mean, we know already the mishpachalogi here. She sends him to Lavan, the brother of Rivka, the mother of Yaakov and Esav. So Rashi says, "Eini yodeya mamalam dein, eini yodeya mamalam dein." We don't know what's the point of "Ein Yaakov Esav." Eini yodeya mamalam dein. When you learn Chumash Rashi, and you have to learn my mikro, you have to learn with Rashi. You have to learn this Rashi also. You have to learn the Rashi. "Eini yodeya mamalam dein." Azay zok Rashi. Zok Rashi. "Eini yodeya." So the Maaseh says, "I heard one shot." You know, we said already this idea that the brothers, when you have children, they look like the Achi Ha'ein. So now we're sending Yaakov away, and Yaakov is going to look for a shidduch. But someone that wants to make a shidduch for Yaakov, you want to know what kind of guy Lavan is. You're sending him there. You want to know what kind of is. It depends how the children came out. But the problem is she's a mother of Yaakov and of Esav. So any day of mamalam deni, I don't know which way to learn that. Normally you could sparois from the plumemic to the fetter. Over here it's any day of mamalam deni. So Yaakov said on Esav. So they're both starting over here. Any day of mamalam deni. The Chasam Soiker says a different shot. It's a big Yisoik. Yishmael is not, we spent it a day before, Yishmael is not really considered Zera Avrom. Even though Avada Ketsuta, he was from Avram, but he be Yitzchok, and Yishmol is ousted. He's not considered Zer Avram. Hanoidim is Zer Avram. He's not Osir and Bnei Yishmol. Esav is not considered Zer Yitzchok. Ki be Yitzchok, will I call Yitzchok? Esav is not considered Zer Yitzchok. But Zokta Chesim Tzav, Shteta Yisoid. Esav is not the son of Yitzchok, but he is the son of Rivka. We said that before. She didn't send him away. Ein Yaakov Esav. Yaakov and Esav are Taka brothers, not min ha'av, but min ha'ein. This Yisoid is Mavur and Kama Arthur. I just want to be Ma'ur. Then it's Shver the Vort we said. We said Yaakov is going to kill Esav, and then he's going to Yarshim the Esav is going to kill Yaakov. He's going to Yarshim the Brachis. Achim and Aim, Achim and Achim and Aim doesn't Yarshim. It would go back to Yishmol, it would go back somewhere else. But this Nakud is brought down in a few different places that Esav is considered Ach of Yaakov only from the mother. I saw once brought down, it's a Taich. It says, it's later on in Vayishlach, that when Esav is coming with all of his people, so these malachim come and start shepherding with him. And he says, "Don't shepherd with me. I'm the enkel of Avram." They keep on hitting him. "I'm the son of Yitzchak." They keep on hitting him. He says, "I'm Yankov's brother." And then they stop. So by the Pashup Shadow, it was PR for Yankov, as these malachim are coming, that he's mitzvah. He says, "Enkel Avram doesn't, it's not a green ticket, not a ticket. And, son of Yitzchak," he says, "it's the brother of Yaakov," they stop. So when he's going to meet with Yaakov, it says, "Oh, yeah, fashtek." With who he has an Esav. Oh, but like this, the Pshat is like, he's talking not an Eimek of Avraham. He's talking not a son of Esav. He's Yaakov's brother, in Ha'im. Eim, Yaakov Esav. So the Oich Noch Reis in them, but that's a Zunderishmus. Good.